I saw an ad for burial plots and I thought, that is the last thing I need.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
This is episode 1191 of Laugh Again. We hear from so many listeners. Some of them are kids who send me jokes. But today I'd like to read you a letter from an older listener who made me and my wife laugh. Janie writes, "Dear Phil, we have listened to Laugh Again for years and have enjoyed reading all your books." Janie is wise and discerning. She continues, "Thanks for the encouragement you have been to us through the years. It's been so good to learn that our great God and Savior is a God of joy. Some years ago, we went on your Alaska cruise. There were many highlights, and I think one of them might even make you laugh. We entered the port of a town whose name I can't remember because I am 81. A contest was being held between two lumberjacks, a Canadian and an American, who demonstrated their skills in wood chopping. It was quite cool, as it had been raining, but we Canadians were fine with light jackets. Our seats couldn't have been better. Third row from the bottom. No one seated in front of us. We sat right in front of the muscular young American competitor, whose eyes were right at my level. The action was exciting. We never took our eyes off the two as they chopped, sawed, and climbed, each trying to beat the other. Near the finale, the sun came out and it became very warm. The score was close. I didn't take my eyes off that U.S. lumberjack. Now and then our eyes even met. I'm sure I reminded him of his grandma. As both young men furiously chopped their last upright log, it became so uncomfortably hot that without taking my eyes off the action, I unbuttoned what I thought was my jacket and was slipping it off my shoulders when the poor American glanced over at me, completely missed the log with his axe, and lost to the Canadian. I suddenly felt much cooler, so I glanced down and saw, to my horror, that I must have unbuttoned my jacket earlier without thinking and had undone my blouse, giving that young lumberjack a very unexpected view. He was probably thinking, those Canadians will do anything to win. My husband hadn't noticed a thing and couldn't understand why I was in such a hurry to leave and why I didn't want to meet the two contestants at the exit where they were greeting people. Once through the gates, I explained what had happened and that I was in grave danger of being charged with indecent exposure. I've embarrassed my husband before. He just mumbled and said, oh, you would. Thankfully, I was not arrested and got safely back on board ship. Getting older and forgetful, I make it a point to wear mostly T-shirts now. No more buttons. Well, this is a dear grandma of 81. She adds, you've given us so many laughs through the years. I hope I have returned the favor. Ah, Janie, you have, you have. She closes with this. A month ago, my youngest brother passed away. He had lived with ALS for 3 years, Lou Gehrig's disease. During the last 6 months, he was growing weaker and couldn't speak much anymore. He still enjoyed our phone visits. Often I read him a chapter from one of your books and heard him chuckle, though he didn't have the strength to speak. He was still smiling when he peacefully closed his eyes and entered God's presence. How thankful we are for the hope of heaven and for our dear Lord and Savior, who in his great love guides and directs us each day of our lives. Thank you for cheering and encouraging us each day. Well, thank you, Janie. There's nothing quite like an older person who loves Jesus and has a fantastic sense of humor. No more buttons. Wow. Whatever your age, God bless you today. And hey, thanks for listening to Laugh Again. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.